Hi, everybody. How are you doing? And this is our show for Wednesday. And tonight is, or the day anyway, is February 18th, 2015. And we have hopefully a different show tonight about questions and answers for people that maybe are interested in what we did at the expo last and maybe some comments there. So we'll talk about the light shift a little bit, I think. We'll just kind of play it by ear and just see what comes up tonight. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for situations and different things that you may have got involved with here. So think of a situation that came upon you, and here we go, releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we'll do the light beams, and we'll bring up the nail first. There'll be three light beams coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, we're going to bring in the non-gender, and these are also three. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the female only comes in with one. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, we'll turn it over to you.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much. Yes, we've gotten some people commenting that they'd like to hear more about the expo. So I was wondering, though, first, Ron, if you would be so kind as to make sure everyone listening is present and accounted for on the CLS Now timeline of light, and maybe do a little clarity clearing so everyone can really hear all of your wonderful information you're going to share tonight. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm just pushing the button here. So here we go.
Okay.
let's do the finger exercise to see where you are. Remember, if you're, you should be directly in front of yourself with your finger. Finger should be straight ahead. And if it happens to be to the right, then you're in the future. And if it goes to the left, then you're in the past. So you want to be in the present moment. Why do you want to be in the present moment and not out in the beyondo and not out on alien timelines? Well, that should answer your question quite easily right there, because you don't want to be attacked and connected to aliens as they live their life through you, and they get your energies, and they actually steal your energies from you. So that's why you want to be in the now. And when you're in the now, that's the best way of them not connecting to you. Now, if you're not in the now, then what happens is that they're connecting to your emotions. So remember, they gave you emotions, and this emotional body that you have, being that you're older and that you're not a few days old, it's not, it's contaminated full of stuff, and that is what they live off of, and they push your buttons to get, into that situation. So you don't want to be in emotions. You want to be in peace. You don't want to be in love. Love is the is what you don't want to be in. They talk about love, but you want to be in peace. So when you have peace, then you're peaceful, and you're in the now. So the whole thing is getting off of those timelines. So let's bring you into the now, and here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So hopefully you can stay here for a little bit and enjoy this energy. And I'll turn it over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, does putting us in the now like that make us kind of mentally clear too, or we're just clear because we're heart-centered now?
Well, the mind normally will slow down, and that'll allow you to listen. And I guess I could say being more focused, but that may not be the right word to use, because you're not really trying to focus. You're just trying to be here in the now. And when you're in the now, then you shouldn't have all those thoughts running around inside of your head like you normally would have. So when you're in the now, then you're peaceful. So if you're not peaceful right now, that means that you're not in the now. And your emotions are running amok, and you want to get into the now. So that's where you want to be, is in the now. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Is it also possible, and I don't know how you would do this. I know every week you do an entity clearing, a call for a whole hour and clear people of entities. But is it possible, you know, to do a sample maybe of, you know, getting entities out of the room people are in or something like that? In case anyone's being messed with?
Yeah, we could try something. So here we go. Releasing the energies. So one, two, three. Oh, boy. Four and five. So you may want to do a deceased loved one's entity clearing if you have somebody who is no longer living. Anyway, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. You know, because it could be one of your relatives hanging out with you. And those can come into your body because they hold that same resonance. They know the DNA. They can come in very easily. Where a regular entity can still come in, but they may not want to get stuck in there, okay? So I guess if you're, a person that has a lot of addictions of something, even food is an addiction, you know? There are fooders out there. that could be an addiction, eating more food than what you need. And so entities could come in to you if they are maybe larger. Maybe they're very large and they love to eat fast food all the time or something. And maybe you could have an entity that's maybe a 400-pounder with you, and that may not be good for you. You may wonder why you gained 50 pounds in the last 6 months, and now you're craving something that you never wanted to have before. So you may have picked up something that wants to eat a lot. So the whole thing is, you know, where are you in your life with entities? And did you pick up one from one of your deceased relatives? Those are the main way that you end up having personality changes and addictions happening to you with something out of the blue, you know. And, well, why am I doing this? Well, that something's possessed you. So that's why if you know of anybody who, you know, passed over, I should say died, because you're going to pass over to the light of the darkness. As you do that spirit clearing. So if you don't know about that, that's the deceased loved one's spirit body. So if you haven't done that, it can be found within maybe a couple of weeks after someone passes on, a month maybe, but after that, the dark side has them. So they're going to be going through their stuff being reprogrammed here. But from there they can... the emotional body can come into you. The other one's a spirit. It's not going to come in because the dark side already has it tagged. It has that barcode, and it's just going, well, we got another one here. Dust it off and throw it into another body so we can live off the energy for the life of that person over again. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you for that explanation, too, because we met quite a few lovely people at the expo who might be listening, and they're kind of new to Creation Lightship and doing the healings. So I would only add that, yes, there are entities that may have been your relatives or friends, but that also they're basically everywhere. Right, Ron?
Yeah, like entities are everywhere. Yeah, you walk bar and they'll come into you wanting to have a drink or something, or whatever you're doing, go to a shopping mall, and, you know, if you happen to have a thought of buying something, maybe that you never thought of buying, but all of a sudden this thought comes into you, like you need to buy a new pair of shoes or a new purse or a new dress or just something, you know, or some kind of man toy, then all of a sudden, you know, this thing's in you and it's out of the store and it's waiting, and voila, there you go. So it will have you buy it because it wants to use it through your body. So back to you.
Right. I remember a friend of mine once said, I got in the car and I drove, you know, all the way down to this XYZ donut store. And it was pretty far. It was like 10 miles from her house. I had to have a donut. She said later, I don't even like those kind of donuts. Why did I eat that? And I thought, oops, I know why. Entities. And they talked her all the way into the car.
Oh, boy.
So we have some testimonials, Ron, from the expo. And you gave four wonderful talks. And, well, some of them, at least two, you very generously are going to be putting on YouTube. So we'll announce that, and thank you so much, when they are available so people can listen. And one of the things you did, I believe, in all four talks was make everyone there human. So someone wrote in to say, wow, that was really amazing how all the people changed, the energies in the room changed, I felt myself change, and for the first time in ages, I was actually able to look at other people and feel like they were actually there. Thank you so much. So maybe you want to explain what that person's talking about, Ron.
Yeah, well, that gets into the clone arena. So there's two types of clones, and you're one of these two. So the first one is the real clone, and that's one without a spirit. So we probably don't have too many people listening to our program that's a 100% clone, but we could. So if you're hearing me and you go, I wonder if I'm a clone, okay? Oh, well, you know, you're going to look like the pictures that you've had passed down to you. As the real human body got abducted, normally, you know, typically the first of the years from end of 2012 on and throughout the years, but mainly, you know, when they change the timelines on into the next year, January. So if you are one of those clones that are a 100% clone, you're still going to have some emotions, not too many. You'll be learning those. Oh, but you may not have been given a kit, a life kit, how to live here. So I'll just talk to you. It's just like you're a clone and you're seeking information, because the clones do need to seek information because they don't have much in their hard drive and they don't know much about living here. So a typical clone will ask you, if you can see if this is you or not, the clone test. You know, do I ask people how they feel every day? And then do I ask them, you know, where do they live? What are they doing? Different things like that. So that's a clone. And then are you always smiling at people? You may not know that. Maybe your database doesn't allow you to see your life. I don't know. Ask. Can you remember what happened, you know, 5 hours ago? Maybe there's no back memory. I don't know. So maybe you do have it. So you're smiling a lot of people. Do you get kind of, you're not really emotionally attached to people. You see things and you just look at it. So the true clone would sort of be like the ideal person living in the now. But they don't have much upstairs. And do you have trouble giving change? Do things startle you instantly? You know, I clap my hands at the expo to see people are out of their body or not. A clone probably would never jump because there's no spirit to come in. So do you get startled? Well, if you get startled, that means that you're not a clone. That's a good thing, I guess. But, you know, if something drops behind you and everybody else jumps and you don't jump, you know, like a box falls or something breaks, like a half a gallon of water in a glass, we'll say, and it hits the ground and breaks and makes a noise. Everybody else around you is kind of startled, but for you, it just doesn't bother you. You just look at it as, oh, what's that? Oh, there's water on the ground and the glass broke. Well, that would probably indicate that you're a clone, because the regular human would be a little more concerned about it, about that anybody get hurt or something. Clones normally are not going to care about, if your dog got run over by a car or not or something, or, some drastic thing like that, or maybe the for some reason you're working in a store, and all of a sudden you hear some sirens outside, and maybe the police come in, or ambulance drivers come in, and EMTs come in, and you're just going to be looking at them, and you may wonder where they're going. You know, are they going to buy aspirins here or something? You know, you may not even know what they're doing, not knowing about maybe somebody, got hurt or something. So you wouldn't understand that. But when you see it, then all of a sudden that goes into your database, and you go, oh, yeah, now I can recall that. Now I know it for next time. So that's the way clones are. Okay. So hopefully there's not too many listening. If you are listening, you go, yeah, I kind of fit that thing. You know, that sounds like me. Well, then do the clone clearing. You know, request that on the website, and then you can become now a human clone. Oh, that's what everybody else is. So a human clone is a person that the aliens have abducted for a long, long time. And your body is only real here about 3 hours a month. And when you're not real, then you are a clone of the replica of you. That's why I do the clearings at the workshops that I have and lectures, making people real. So if you are one of the clones that most people would be, then you're still going to have knowledge, but you're not going to look like you're in registration. Want to talk about that, Ann?
Yes. Well, I know I've had the experience of having something happen near me, loud or upsetting, and jumped, but also the opposite, where I've stayed calm, and I think that, maybe it was all due to being cloned out, but I felt like, okay, I see that when I stay calm but just kind of watch what's happened, that makes me feel like I'm heart-centered and just know, okay, I can just look at, what's going on here and deal with it. And if I jump, well, first of all, I know, oh, okay, if I just got scared and I move like that and shake, like it happened to me recently walking by a fence and I didn't know there was a dog back there and he barked really, really loud, and I know that I jumped, and I thought, okay, my spirit left my body in fear in that moment. So I immediately commanded my spirit to be back in my body all the way down to the tips of my toes and drop all of my thoughts into my heart center. And I commanded to be, I did the finger exercise. So I figured out that with all the cell phones and people have earbuds in all the time, you can walk around talking to yourself. Because they just think you're on your phone. It's like in the old days, they would think, uh-oh, there goes a crazy lady. She's talking to herself walking down the street. But I did that. So I didn't think that maybe if I stay calm when something's happening that I might be cloned out at that time. Now, someone asked a question. Referring to what you have said many times, we're cloned out every 10 minutes. Do any of those aliens at all have our goodwill somehow in mind, or all of them across the board just using us and hurting us in some way?
Yeah, well, they're all going to be using your energy. So they want you to be the best that you can be at whatever you're doing. Wage talk here, right? So they want that because they want to get your energy. So they want you to be in emotions. So how do they get you? They get you when you're really emotional, because then they put you on vast timelines, multiple timelines. If you're not emotional, then they're not going to, they may just have one race taking charge of you, but you probably won't be on timelines because you're not going to be emotional. So if you're the emotional type, then you definitely need to do timeline crashes. Each time you get emotional, you could be out in 500 to 1,000 timelines. It all depends how emotional you are with life. They want that. So
got
that's
it.
Kind of the process. And then when you are real, which is what I make you when we go to the expos, and I count down and bring the real you in, then you're here for maybe up to a week. And at that point, you're a human. Other than that, you were a replica of yourself, and you were out on the timelines being a clone, and you're being switched out every 10 minutes. You're a human clone, and that's what happens to people. So everybody's a human clone. And when I make them real, then they can hold that energy. Because, see, I'm taking that time that you would normally be here for the 3 hours, in a sense, because you'd be looking the same. I'm just giving you a way to get real in that amount of time. Be here as long as you hold that energy and not get too upset. You can hold it for probably about a week. So you are real about 3 hours a month, and that's when you have your inspiration, when you want to do something, where you feel better. And if you notice, you know, when you go through that process of the 3 hours, and hopefully you're awake, remember you're sleeping a lot, so they can make you real, you know, when you're sleeping. And so then you're not going to take advantage of it when you're awake to do something. All they want is to find out where your GPS location is, your skeleton, so they can attach the clones to you every 10 minutes. So that's what they need to do. So they're doing stuff to you when you are real. Maybe they're taking energy off of you, stealing your spirit, your soul, your body parts, etc. in 3 hours, but you are real. I don't know exactly how that works. Well, because they need you to be real to anchor yourself here on this planet. And then they can reattach your foundation of you being anchored here with all these clone replicas that come in every 10 minutes. So if you're, you know, worried about being a real clone, well, you are, you know, a clone even though you're human, but, you know, the real true clones don't have a spirit or soul. And you can get one if you wish. Just go give us an email and we'll give you a clearing to take the control of the aliens that they made you as a clone replica of you that may have been here for 2012, and we can make you real again. So that's kind of the process. I can't really say when they started making people the, you know, switching out every 10 minutes. I don't have that back data. But they are doing it now. So if you are an official 100% clone, then you can go to the website and do a clearing and have a spirit put into your body, and your body will also have recreation of light put into it, and now you're going to be a human, but you still are going to be controlled, unfortunately, by the aliens every 10 minutes, but you will feel different and be better. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And I, interesting, we have a question about that tonight. You have been kind enough to give away free healings, three of them, Clone to Light, Alien to Light, and Alien Human Hybrid to Light, which is often used for animals, pets. You can even say you have said a deer, and light beings will know which deer you're referring to if you, for instance, saw a deer acting, I don't know, bad or injured or something, and you want that animal to get some infusion, light infusion, you can do that. So someone had the question that, well, how it works is you send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com to request the links to those healings, and we'll send them to you. You have to ask for them, though you can put other people's names in there. So someone is asking how long you should run them for. So maybe we'll ask that first, Ron. How long?
I would run it a lot. A lot of people feel better when they get connected to themselves more, because you are getting more energy brought to you. Even if you are a cloned human, as you run that clearing more and more, which would be the clone delight clearing, as you run it, then you're going to feel more presence because you're getting more energy going to your spirit.
Right.
So that can help you.
And then just to add one thing that this person is saying, that those healings can be searched on Google, which is possible. I don't know. So I believe what they're saying is if you do a search for them, they come up. And is that okay, or what are the boundaries of it? Well, no, you don't. If that's the case, if you can do a search for Creation Lightship and bring up those labels, you don't want to. And the reason is Ron just wants to know who has them. So whenever, you know, and any time you have any questions about a healing and what's the right thing to do or not, you know, please do ask. So, you know, if you've already received it from Ron and you somehow find it on Google, then I guess that wouldn't hurt anything. But how you want to do it is so that you're kind of counted as one of the people Ron is aware is running those healings. I run it all the time, Ron, and I thank you so much for it. And someone else wrote in about how helpful the also another free healing that's on the website that you're so generous to give us is that Be Here Now. And this person wrote in, I had to have a medical procedure, and I started to see white lights. But then as soon as I came back enough to use my cell phone and get on the internet, I put on the Be Here Now healing and instantly came back to stabilization. Love that healing. Thank you. So I just wanted to second that with my own, you know, I also love it. If I ever feel a little uncertain, I do that first. And today I had to make a phone call with a potentially difficult person, and I put their name in the Be Here Now clearing, and we had a lovely chat.
Great. And then also, if you have any situations with people and they're not on the same page as you, you know, when you talk, then you may want to, maybe even before you see them, do the 2,000 year of darkness clearing on them. So it takes a while to do the whole thing, but that can take away the mind programs that they have had for a long time, for 2,000 years. So it may make them so they're not receptive to what you're talking about. So by doing that, it's going to make their life better, and you may be able to communicate with them better also. So that's the 2,000-year darkness clearing. I think it's the barcode release. That's a free clearing, so do that. But it does take a while to do. But if your relationship with them is worth it, okay, you know, maybe it's a boss, maybe it's a possible, you know, partner in your life or something, or whatever. Maybe it's your mother or father. Oh, do that clearing. So that at least they can get rid of the darkness that the dark side put on them, numb them out. And remember, these are time-coded implants, like the nanotechnology would be, that people talk about, little nanobots and stuff. So they're getting activated now in their own time, whenever that needs to be activated by the aliens. And you may find or see people behaving strangely. These things went off. You don't know how come they're acting weird. Well, that could be the reason. Remember, something's controlling them. Well, back to you, Ann.
Right. Thank you, Ron. And I was thinking before when we were talking about the entities, and you said how a loved one could be an entity that might really be hitting you hard and wreaking havoc in your life. But the other thing that could be happening as well, if you feel that something outside of you is wreaking havoc, which I think we all do sometimes, some days more than others, it could also be courting. So can you explain what courting is and how you can, I don't know if that might be the thing that's you know, setting you off or, you know, ruining your day, if you will, or hurting you in some way?
Well, when you court somebody, the other person, we'll just say it's you courting somebody. So you're courting them because maybe you're envious of them. Maybe they look better than you do. Maybe they're dressed better. Maybe they're eating something that you wish you could have, but you don't have it. So you're putting out all this mental thought. So it's all mental thought energy is going to somebody. And so automatically when that happens, you're drawing their energy to you. You may not even know what you're doing, but that's what happens. And I think it happens probably more on a subconscious level. I don't think if you talk to anybody, they'd say, I'm not trying to project and suck energy out of somebody like an energy vampire. Well, that's what actually is going on. So somehow it might be more of a subconscious thing that's going on, and you're taking away from them their energy. Now, what do you get when you take their energy? Well, you got all their emotional garbage and all their pain garbage, and everything in these energetic bodies will start to flow into you. I recommend not being a healer. That's the exact reason why you don't want to do that, is you're going to be taking on their stuff. And, you know, you may not feel it right away. Get older, you may wonder why you have a condition that you never, had before in your life, and now you have it. And you can look back upon the different people that you worked with who had that. Say, well, yeah, well, they gave it to me, you know. So you actually courted them, and you took the energy into your body. That's what courtings are. Courtings are just a way that the dark side and actually harm people with just you thinking about them. So when you think a thought of somebody, you know, they're in your room, number one. You brought them right in there. You're on that timeline. So you're bringing that timeline to you when you think of somebody in the past or an event. And are you going to play in that timeline? Well, it depends on which emotions are there. So from there, you could be replicated on those timelines. More than likely you are, according to your emotional situation. Remember, everything boils down to the emotions. And then your courting of people is going to harm you also. So back to you, Ed.
Wow, okay, Ron, that's very helpful. Now, when we talk about clones and the aliens cloning us out and basically controlling us and taking our emotions, does that mean that the courting is also originating with the clones? Like you said, you might not even be aware you're doing it. Are the aliens pulling the strings through that person to say, oh, this person's got 10 relatives. We can get energy that way, too, not just getting their energy.
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. So they're going to get your energy whatever way they can, and they'll create a way to do that, you know, and find a way to push your button. So that's why you want to be in the now. You want to be peaceful. We do the mind-to-heart drop. That's why you need an emotional clearing. So you're not going to be playing that roller coaster ride all the time. Well, if you haven't done your emotional clearing and you're, you know, trying to figure out ways to improve your life and stuff, that's what you want to have, is that emotional clearing to release a lot of your baggage in this lifetime, which you could call your karma. Emotional clearing, I would say, would be the quickest way, you know, 20 minutes, and get rid of a lot of your karma that you're going to be recycling, because that karma is going to harm you, and you're not going to be able to have enough energy to clear it out if you try to do some other modalities. So many thoughts there from your ancestors. So back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Wow, thank you for all this great information, Ron. Is there a sample healing perhaps we could do for everyone who's listening? Do we all feel like we're still present and hearing you?
Yeah, so let's take away the fear that you may have. Maybe you have anxiety because you're hearing the program and you don't want to be a clone, and you don't want to be a clone human, but that's, you fall into two categories, one or the other. So here we go. Maybe that's whatever you want to call it, anxiety or stress or something or fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And if we just go back to the expo again, there are two things that, you know, I've been doing the healings for 8 years, and they're things I knew, but I just so love hearing them again. Well, one I knew, and one I have to say was kind of news to me, but the one I love hearing, really got a lot out of hearing this time, is how when there's a creation lightship healing done for you, you don't really feel anything. In fact, quite the opposite. Can you talk about that a little, Ron?
Yeah, in peace energy, peace is peace. There's no emotions in peace. So when you have a clearing, the energy that you're dealing with, which is emotional energy, or we'll just use the word cause and effect energy, and when you have that released, if you're dealing with cause and effect energies of darkness, the light of the darkness, you will normally have an aha, a warm, fuzzy feeling. You may cry, you may laugh, you might say how great that was. That's because you're using the wrong energy. So you're still in duality, and that's what you're feeling, is that duality, dualistic energies, making you feel like something happened. So the difference is, when we do a clearing, source energy does it, it just takes it away. Doesn't care how you got it, why you got it, there's nothing there to deal with. You don't need to know anything about it. And from there, it's released, and you have peace in its place, because the light doesn't know anything about timelines, we'll say, or keep track of anything. It doesn't need you to try to learn something. So it just takes it away and gives you peace, because you're just having an experience. And the experience should not have any negative or positive traumas or situations in it, or some way to hook you into some other situation, because the light doesn't work that way. You're not going to feel that warm, fuzzy feeling. It's just taken away, and it's instant. And from there, you move on, and that's the way it's supposed to work. So you're moving on to the next now. Otherwise, you're taking what you may call the now and taking all your garbage, put it into your backpack. Now you're taking one step forward with the backpack on, and then you dump everything out of your backpack to see how you want to experience that. I think the Buddhist tradition, I believe they want to learn about their karma. At least I had people tell me that. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, you can say so. But a lot of people, they want to know what their karma is so they can work it out. Well, how are you going to work out all the thoughts of your ancestors? Can't even work out your own thoughts in probably one day in a whole lifetime. So remember, you're having thoughts all the time cycling in you, and there's no reason to revisit your past. And you don't want to be in the future, because when you're in the future, then what's happening is you're creating timelines for you to be on. The timelines of your future could be made from the dramas and traumas of your past. That's all that you know. So you just get triggered, and you create new timelines of your past, and history will definitely repeat itself with you. That's why you know you're in darkness. When you start doing stuff, then you go, I've been here before, and I don't want to be here again, or I can recognize this energy. You know you're in darkness, because the light would not give that to you. The light only works in the now. That's why you want to become peaceful. You don't want to be in love. That love energy, that's duality. It's just another word of causing you situations and stuff. And the New Agers use the word love a lot now, the panel members and people that talk. But you don't want to be in love if you wish to be more conscious and, you know, want to get out of living here. You don't want to be in love, because that brings in hate. You might as well use the word hate. You know, when they use the word love, then just switch it over to hate and just watch them. If you comment on it, say, can you talk about hate now, place of love, or something like that? They won't know what to do with it, because they'll just think about love. Well, you have, you know, that other energy with it. So it brings in a whole different realm of energies, because you're drawing and bringing to yourself the exact opposite of what you want with that intensity of it, which you will experience, because everything tries to seek balance. So as that happens, then you're going to be on that pendulum swinging from one end to the other. And eventually, when it stops, you have peace. Why not go to peace first? Back to you. Are you there, Ann?
I'm here, Ron. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, sorry. I think I hit something on my phone. It's so interesting that we could clear those, I thought, Ron, on the natal barcode if we have that clearing, which is a wonderful one, but also on the alien keyword. You know, I bet you love and hate, for that matter, are probably powerful keywords for people. And that's another wonderful free healing you've given us. So the other thing I was wondering if you could talk about a little, you've said many times that we have 108 energetic bodies, and I don't think you are even sure what they're all called, but we know what a lot of them are. And the important ones are, of course, the emotional body, the mental body, feeling body, sensory body, fear body, trauma body, anger body. You know, those are the ones you talk about a lot. But I never really got before this expo that when we clear them, they're not gone. So can you talk about that, Ron?
With you, yeah. All they are is like a trash can. So as you relate, as your DNA brings you your life experience, okay, and the aliens know what that is, and that triggers you along with your natal chart, your astrology. So as you start working through life and learning how to be here, those bodies start absorbing the stuff. So when you clear the body's still there. If you didn't have the body, somebody gave you a psychic attack, you'd probably be dead. Somebody thinking of you, you know? And so all of a sudden, those bodies are there to help you. So they're actually there to save your life. Just that they get corrupted because you corrupt them. And the DNA corrupts them. So it's not necessarily that you wanted to bring an event onto your life, you know, where you broke your foot or something. You didn't really want that, but your DNA wanted that. Your body went along for the ride. Says, I got this blocked energy from, you know, great Uncle Louie, you know. He gave it to me, and I don't know about this exactly, but I now have a broken foot, and he has had one also. Well, he gave you that imprint, and your body wanted to get rid of it, but you didn't catch on, you know, to what's going on with your body for probably maybe 20 years, and all of a sudden, that energy finally had to come to the surface, and you caused body set itself up through your soul family with your spirit to break your foot. So, at that point, that energetic body was probably just completely trashed, and it actually help cause your situation. If you would have cleared out the energy of whatever happened to Uncle, you know, Louie or whatever, and you got those energies cleared out of that body, maybe Uncle Louie's energy would be out of you. The energy is still with you until you get rid of it. These energetic bodies sort of like collect all this stuff that you physically see, hear, or sense. Eventually they get filled up, and then as they start leaking out into you over again, now you got like a double whammy. Your body already has it. Okay, so you're now dealing with it, and now this trash can gets dumped over you, all this stuff, and that's in there, and you eventually trying to clear your body out, your physical body, but the energetic bodies need to be cleared first. But you have to clean out the energetic bodies. Anything else that you're doing with any other healing modality is just going to work with your condition that you have right now. It's not going to get rid of the other densities because you're not working with those bodies. You're working with the physical body. So that's kind of hard for people to understand. There are people who are using radionics and stuff, you know, with clearings, which has been around for a long time, you know. You know, the, you know, you know, the our technology, you know, has been out, you know, since probably, I don't know when, you know. Tesla used that, you know, that type of technology. So, you know, it's been around for maybe, we'll just say, 100 years. And it does affect and cure things, but the only reason why you have it is because your body got corrupted. So it's not clearing out that energetic body. It's clearing out your physical body with that frequency that your body has attracted that. So it's not working on, we'll say, the etheric level. It's working on the physical. And everything comes from the etheric, visible, and works into the physical. So all those other technologies and modalities are working with physical body to get rid of something. Don't get rid of the energetic counterpart of that. Not going to get well. You know, you may get the symptoms released for a while, but it's still going to be manifested. So you have to get rid of an energy that you can't see. And we can just call it thought energy, and these bodies hang on to it. Because you don't know what your ancestors were thinking. And that is what you're living, is their lifetime, you know, here on this planet. You're living their thoughts, anxieties, and their ambitions. Everything else is with you right now, this very moment. So when you clean out those bodies, automatically you're going to be releasing yourself from what's come up on the surface. And you don't need to know about what they thought because you haven't brought it up yet. But if you have brought it up, they're living with you. So how many relatives you have with you right now? I bet you most people probably have 500 relatives living with them in their body right now as they're running all of their thoughts. Oh, you just want to be you. You don't want to be all your relatives. Ancestors, I should say. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. So that brings up a question. You have said that we've all been different races and things. So does that mean that my body is the body that's been passed down through my ancestors? So, for instance, I'm Irish, so I've got a whole load of Irish history with me. But my spirit might be new this time to my body, and my spirit actually maybe last time, you know, was Italian or something else and lived different places.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, your spirit gets cleaned off. Doesn't necessarily remember, I'll just say it doesn't remember its last lifetime, because if it remembers the last lifetime, then how's the dark side going to use the spirit energy? Because it needs to be whole and complete. It needs to get all that it can with you. But you don't want to come in with a half-dead battery, you know? So it gives your spirit all that it can. It cleans it off of all of the memories of that previous lifetime, because otherwise the memories would be in there. That's negativity, and those memories are not going to give it any voltage, we'll say, or any current or energy. It cleans everything off, so it's a brand new battery. And then it slams dunk you into this lifetime.
Got it. And then probably, though hopefully not too much, probably takes on, you know, the way the spirit gets damaged is through what we've done in our bodies or what has happened to our bodies since they have been here forever.
Yeah, and so let's just say, like you said about being Irish and, you know, they had wars about the Protestants and Catholics and stuff, and, you know, I guess they drank a lot. I'm just, from what I have heard, okay, not that I'm right. So let's just say that you have ancestor genetically with you of number 150, okay? And one day, you know, you win a trip to go to Ireland, and you go, yeah, I think I'll check out my where I came from. And you go to Ireland, first time in your life, and all of a sudden this ancestor of yours that's living with you in your DNA, in a sense, has to kind of really look at this in a different light, okay? All of a sudden, you walk by a building that's been there, and they have a tour guide, and they're saying, oh, yeah, this building's been here for 1,000 years. And you look at that building, and you go, he comes up, or she comes up, activated right in you, in your DNA. All of a sudden, they give you a flash. Man, I live there. And you go, geez, I live there? Well, you think that it's your spirit, not your body, normally. And all this information being flooded to you, and you ask the guy, sure, can I go in there and look at that building? And you walk up to the room that you lived in. Maybe it was 500 years ago. Because this person in you had activated. And they're now in your DNA living, okay? DNA is conscious. And now they're showing you all that they know about that. You go, well, how did I get all this information, you know? Look at it, you go, God, I remember there used to be a sink over here, or, you know, not really a sink, maybe it was just a bowl that I used to wash my face off with, and you get all this information coming to you, and you go, wow, you know? So that's kind of how that happens. You are living the life of your ancestors as history repeats itself, and that gets activated in you. So hopefully that kind of rings a bell for some people, because I know it's happened to a lot of people out there who maybe went somewhere or they saw something and they go, man, this feels kind of creepy. You know, I don't, you know, I think I've been here, but I haven't been here in this lifetime, but this sure looks familiar to me, you know. So that's what it's about. And then that can bring forth the entities, the emotional bodies of those people that lived, I'll say, 500 years ago to come flooding into you, because now you recognize that situation, that part of the movie set, that movie scene you recognized, okay, that chapter in the movie, and now they come up to you, and now you're taking all those entities on that lived at that time. Now you really feel like you've lived there. It's that warm, fuzzy feeling, okay? If you're not in the now, you're now in the past timelines living with these particular entities, emotional bodies. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. That is so helpful and also horrifying, but thank you for sharing.
And I'll go one step further. This is quite interesting, and I felt it was fascinating. I went to an expo. I know our time's closing down here. I went to an expo, I think it was in Texas, kind of event there. Maybe it was about 2005 or something or six. So I went to this expo, and I think it was in Houston. And there's a gentleman in there who probably was 70, 75. And he was using Kirlian photography. This is when you have, this is not orifotos, okay? Orifotos is not Kirlian, okay? This is when you have a Polaroid film, and you put your hand on it, and high voltage energizes it. And all of a sudden, you get spikes off your fingers, okay? And it gets imprinted onto the film. Well, you probably know what that is. If you don't, you can look it up, you know, and get an idea. Well, this person somehow took that picture of a hand, and they blew this picture up. So it's probably, I don't know, I'd say about 6 foot high, you know, maybe 3 foot in width, okay? I think the Polaroids are like 4x5 or something. So he blew this whole thing up, and it was on his wall. And you can look at the finger of it and see little projections out of it. So as he was discovering this here, he saw a person, a physical person, that kind of looked like Abe Lincoln, you know, the typical Abe Lincoln picture. And he had that on the person's finger. And he goes, wow, this is quite interesting. So then he asked his relatives, can I see your photo albums? Because this kind of reminds me of somebody. And they go through it, and sure enough, there was a person that looked like this person physically on his finger that was, you know, attached to his finger. And so, you know, his finger is probably, you know, on the picture, you know, one of his fingers, we'll just say, is about a foot in width. And sticking out of it maybe was an inch and a half, okay, on his finger of this person. Looks like, kind of like George Washington, sort of. Had a beard on it and everything, you know. I mean, Abraham Lincoln. And he found the actual physical picture of this person that he could identify. So he started looking at all the other things, getting out the photo albums from his past, and he was able to identify people that lived in the past attached to his aura of his hand, okay? And that was quite interesting. So I said, man, you got something going on here. This is great, you know? And he probably had about three people go to his booth or something. Nobody caught on to it at all. They just thought it was kind of wacky, you know, which is the way humans are. or not humans, they're clones, but, you know, I don't think we had that many clones back then, but they just didn't catch on, you know. Must maybe be in Texas, who knows? I don't know, you know. But anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, we're really close to the end. I don't know if we have time for one more sample healing. Do you want to do one more and then maybe just the mind-to-heart drop and we'll say goodbye?
Yeah, okay, here we go, mind-to-heart drop. This should be old hat to everybody. If not, if you're new, this is what you would like to do or should do every day more than once. So here we go. You command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring the energy down, bring you peace. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. And thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. So we'll see you later.
Thanks, everyone. Next show is Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Hope to hear you all or feel you all then. Bye.